The new plans call for a mixed-use development with retail space on the ground floor and student housing above. The housing is especially important because USC students have moved into housing that would have been rented by local families. The proposed plan should return 900 units to the community. But Paulina Gonzalez of Strategic Actions for a Just Economy, or SAGE, says it may not be beneficial to the neighborhood.
Even though the analysis that the university has released says that there will be 900 units that will be released back to the community, those units have been lost to the rent stabilization ordinance. So previously, where they might have been affordable to local families, now they're no longer under rent control. Those rents can actually be significantly higher than they were when they were initially lost.
Local merchant Akim Alam owns and operates Quick Picks Photo Shop in the village. He says the new development may also not be a boon to the merchants who are already there.
Well, there won't be any priority, nothing like that. So whenever they're done, they can apply. And if they want to, you know, they might consider. But there's no guarantee, nothing. It doesn't matter how long have you been over here doing business, whether you're loyal or not, you know, just like any other people.
None of the merchants I spoke with felt they had been included in the planning process, but the university's representative for local government relations, David Galaviz, says the community has been deeply involved.
Between 2007 and 2009, the university held over 100 public meetings.
Construction on the project is slated to begin in 2013. Melissa Runnels, Annenberg Radio News.